Since arriving on Capitol Hill, Massachusetts' still fairly new Republican U.S. Senator Scott Brown has been closely watched in terms of how he votes, as he sided with both Republicans and Democrats on key issues. But how's he done in one area he called a top priority during his campaign, veterans issues? It turns out not all veterans are happy with his performance. WBUR's Monica Brady-Meyerov has the story.
There's no argument the late Senator Ted Kennedy's shoes would be hard to fill, especially when it comes to veterans. Many of them and their families praise Kennedy and his staff for their speedy and compassionate response to their requests for help. As a member of the Armed Services Committee, he was also instrumental in keeping Hanscom Air Force Base open and bringing defense dollars to the state. Senator Scott Brown promised veterans would be one of his highest priorities when he won Kennedy's seat in January.
And as a lieutenant colonel and 30-year member of the Massachusetts Army National Guard, I will absolutely keep faith with all of those who have served and get our veterans all of the benefits that they deserve.
But Brown's record so far is mixed. His attendance at military affairs hearings has been irregular. According to an analysis of transcripts or videos of the open meetings from when he was appointed to July 15th, Brown attended only 33% of the hearings of the Senate Armed Services Committee. His record puts him in the bottom third of attendance among other senators on armed services. As a member of the Veterans Affairs Committee, he attended 56% of the hearings, putting him in the top half of attendance. In two instances, the hearing schedules overlapped, and he attended one.
I want him to put his money where his mouth is.
Melida Arredondo's stepson, Alex, was killed in Iraq 6 years ago.
I want him to step up regarding veteran services. It is a national issue. It is an issue that cuts across classes and race. It might not be the one that's the most sexy.
Arredondo wants Brown to address issues such as veterans' unemployment, which is 11.5% for soldiers from Iraq and Afghanistan. Another advocate for veterans says he's astounded Brown is not regularly attending armed services hearings. He would only speak on background because his business depends on government defense contracts. His company gets a small piece of the nearly $10 billion in defense spending the federal government sends to Massachusetts each year. Where that money goes is influenced by the Armed Services Committee. He's worried Massachusetts defense companies won't get their share if Scott Brown doesn't, quote, show up. Senator Brown's office would not comment on his attendance record at Senate hearings. Charles Stewart, a political science professor at MIT, says for a junior senator, attendance is important, but not everything.
Brown is going to be better spending his time reading the briefs that his staff produces and talking to members of his staff and other senators outside of the hearing room about that particular issue.
Another veteran who spoke on background because he works for the state's Veteran Services Office says he's heard some vets call Brown, quote, an empty suit. They're frustrated that he campaigned using his military background, but he hasn't championed any new initiatives for veterans. Brown's office says he has authored and supported several measures to improve the lives of veterans, including voting for the Caregiver Bill, which expands mental health and counseling services, among other things. He's also inserted language in the Defense Authorization Bill to better equip National Guard and Reserve units. As for Brown's record on constituent services for veterans, the opinions in the community are also mixed. Some vets praise the swift action they get from his office, but others complain his office is not responsive enough. Michael Figlioli, state service officer for the Veterans of Foreign Wars of Massachusetts, says he thinks Brown's office is experiencing some growing pains.
I think for somebody that's been there just a few months, is doing okay. I think in any organization, even our own and my own, there's always room for improvement. But I'm not hearing complaints.
However, 26-year-old John Zagami has a gripe. He's a supporter of Senator Brown, who contacted his office for help to get the VA to pay for his education loan after he served in the Iraq War. That was about a month and a half ago, and after an initial quick response, his case is unresolved.
Haven't heard anything back from him, so I realize I'm only one of millions of constituents here in Massachusetts, but I really hope that after serving and getting injured and dealing with all the health consequences and issues that I have, that his office can come through and help me once again.
After WBUR inquired about Brown's constituent services and Zagami's case, his office immediately called Zagami and told him they were checking with the Army on the status of his benefits. Constituent services are difficult to gauge because often there are as many success stories as there are complaints. For veterans such as Richard Camiolo, who served in Vietnam, Brown's office was a tremendous help. Camioli was recently approved for a home loan program.
He managed to help me get through all this red tape, and as we speak right now, I just signed a mortgage commitment. It just amazes me that this senator, he really and sincerely cared about my situation.
Senator Brown's office says he has a wall of thank you letters from veterans the senator has helped. And a spokesman adds Brown's top administrative priority continues to be constituent services. For WBUR, I'm Monica Brady-Meyerov.